Hello, Carlos, please.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, this is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. So I was just following up. We're having trouble processing the $68 payment for the Google Guaranteed leads. Would you be the one that handles that, or?
I would, but we are revamping and have had to do some things with the account, so I'm going to have to get back with you on the Google Splash.
Okay, so I'll send you a notification that talks about the payment failing, and the extension on their 777 will ring directly to me. And just a heads up, just because Carlos did agree to a month-to-month subscription to renew each month on the 7th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So right now, the account is only past due for 68, but potentially by May 7th, it would be past due for, you know, 372. That'll continue to reoccur until this settles.
Well, okay. So I tell you what, I'll go ahead and give you my card number. And,
okay.
And then you're going to have to send me the information because, like I said, so that I can see what it is he's agreed to here.
Yes.
Because Carlos is not available. So let me give you my card number. And this is for 68 something, right?
Yep, just $68 even. And then
this is taking him through April.
So he's on a pay-per-lead program with us, and each time he takes a lead, let me see, it's a Google Guaranteed program. So each time he takes a lead, it's $68, so it looks like that's an overlap from last month. So he typically takes on more than that in a month, but this is an overlap from last month.
So you're saying every time somebody calls, he has to pay you all $68?
Not a call. So Google monitors it. It's an actual person that would hire you to come out for a bid. If it's a bogus lead or a call or someone in an incorrect category, you don't get charged for those. So you only get charged for the leads that are actually valid.
I don't know.
I'll send you an email. Well, usually people agree to it because if they spend a dollar and they get $10 back, they're going to want to spend that dollar, right? So he's probably making a solid return on it. In addition to that, the reason it's called Google Guaranteed is that Google will guarantee your work on these leads up to $2,000 per client. So in the event that you receive a disgruntled client that wants their money back, if it's a valid claim and it came to you from this lead, the Google would go and reimburse that client up to $2,000. So that's why it's called Google Guaranteed. He had to actually go through a background check and make sure that the company was approved even in order to participate in this program.
So Carlos, his lead would have to be paying him well over $68 in order for him to benefit from this.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. I want to check one more section here because I think the budget is just charging him the overlap from the month before. Let me check what the actual lead cost is just so I can give you a more accurate rate. So you're in zip code 30909. And then if I pull that up, let's see here. Google Guaranteed, lead costs, lead pricing tool. Give me the zip code one more time. I'm sorry, I left that screen.
30909.
Okay. And then the industry is carpet care, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, the lead fee is lower. I had a feeling that 68 wasn't right, so let me see. The lead fee. Okay. Yeah, okay, so he only pays $22.67 per lead.
Okay, because that was pretty high. He don't even charge his customers $68 all the time.
that's why I thought, you know, Perry is managing this. He's a different department, and he's just putting in, like, the lump of the leads that he took. But I would rather prefer it that he would just itemize them and say, hey, he took three leads, so he owes us $68, you know, rather than just doing the one lump sum, because it made it confusing for me, you know.
And I need to get ahead of this because, Carlos passed away and I'm his wife. And
my condolences. I'm so sorry to hear that.
I don't want to be paying for something that I don't understand. And if I give you my card, I have a feeling that you're going to be charging my card for these leads.
So I can charge the card and get the payment up to speed just so that it doesn't start reoccurring more. And then if you want, I can put the account on a hold until that department calls you and shows you everything. That way you'll understand how it works. And more than likely, you're going to want to continue with it because your company's already approved to do the Google Guaranteed. But in the event that you decide not to, then you don't have to worry about further charges because it'll be on pause.
All right. I just, you know, I'm very skeptical about giving you my card. And I hear what you're saying, and I know I got to trust you. I just, can I get anything?
Yep, you're going to get an email that's showing, I can either take the payment and cancel, or I can take the payment and suspend it. I would think in your case, it would be beneficial to suspend it just so you have a chance to get with that department and understand how it works. And then if you want to continue, they would reinstate the leads. But if you want to just pay the past due and cancel, I can do that for you too.
Okay, so let me pay and you suspend it because I'm overwhelmed with everything because he passed away unexpectedly after surgery. I'm gonna give you the card.
Was it a major surgery? Do you mind if I ask?
No, it was elective. It was elective.
I had an elective surgery scheduled in February, and I got in there, and they marked my knee, and they were ready to take me in. I was in the gown and everything, and last minute, the anesthesiologist called it off. He said, you know, I can hear a little bit of throat congestion, and it's just not worth it for an elective surgery. So I started thinking, like, maybe it's not meant to be. If, like, I was that close to going in, and it was all called off, there's a reason for that, you know?
To my heart because Carlos had knee replacement surgery.
Oh, he did. Oh, my goodness.
And he went in, came out in on a vent in a coma. So, but yes. All right. So,
what did they say went wrong? Was it his heart or was it some excessive bleeding? Did they have a reason for it? Or?
Right now, you know, I'm in the car right now. I've been all over town and, you know, doing what I can to investigate. It was a stroke.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, let's get the payment up to speed, and then I'll have someone reach out to you, but we'll suspend it so you don't get further charges. So go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
All right, and you're going to send me documentation of the suspension.
Yep. Yes, but I want to make sure that you're still getting the emails because this was going to him. Do you want me to use AYS Carpet Care 22, or do you want me to use a different email?
I'd rather use my email, TOTTYPARK, toddypark at gmail.com.
Is it T as in Tom, O, T as in Tom, T as in Tom, Y, park at gmail.com?
That's correct.
Okay, and then I'm so sorry I've been talking to you this whole time. I didn't even ask. My name again is Tina. What is your name?
Tasha.
Tasha. Oh, that's cute. Is it T-A-S? H-I-A?
It's actually A-T-A-S-H-A. It's Atasha.
A-T-A-S-H-A. Atasha. Oh, that's pretty.
Thank you.
I like that. My daughter had to find all A names for her babies, so I wish I would have thought of that. That's so pretty. Because her and her husband are both A's. So, but go ahead. So the card, does it say Atasha Parker also?
Atasha S. Parker. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then is the Covington Court still the billing address?
Betty, it is.
Okay. And then the card number?
4356-190-1365-4834. Expiration is 627, and the code is 845.
Now the phone cracked up when you read the second set. It was it. I'm sorry. 4356190 what?
2190 2.
Okay, that mm-hmm. was the one I didn't hear. And then it was 1365-4834.
That's correct.
Okay. Yep. It was just that one digit. The phone cracked up and I didn't hear it. Okay. So let me store this. And then I can put an account on a hold for 3 months at a time. So what I'll do is I'm going to pause this for May, June, and July. But of course, once they get back to you, if you want to reinstate it sooner, they can take that hold off right away. This is just to prevent further billings in the meantime. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then I'll have someone reach out to you, and I'll also send you an email on the Google Guaranteed program just so that you can kind of get a grasp on how it works, and then someone will call you back and go over the fine details of it so you can decide if you want to continue, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good rest of your week.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.